Greetings, I'm Noel Deere. Welcome to today's Daily Devotion. I hope these next few minutes will encourage you as you seek to learn God's Word and abide with Christ. Our focus today is John chapter 5, verses 39 through 47. And if you were here with us yesterday, you know that we've divided up a passage that perhaps is too long for one 10-minute devotion, but not long enough for two. So as we wrap up part two, this may be a little briefer today. But I remind you that Jesus is giving some additional witnesses to his own testimony. We've already seen that John the Baptist confirmed what Jesus was saying. We've seen that Jesus' miracles confirm his testimony. We've seen that the Father has confirmed his testimony both directly and through the Old Testament. Now, in today's verses, we'll look further into how the Old Testament confirms and how especially Moses confirms the testimony of Jesus. Verse 38, you don't have his word residing in you because you don't believe the one he sent. Now, Jesus is talking to these religious leaders, these leaders that are so critical of him. So he says, you don't really possess in your heart the word of God. That would have been shocking to them because they were experts on God's word and had memorized much of God's word. And Jesus is telling them that they don't know God's word. In verse 39, he says, you pore over the scriptures because you think you have eternal life in them, and yet they testify about me. Jesus is saying that merely knowing the facts of Scripture without fully embracing them in your heart and acting on them will not bring the blessings of salvation. Many people study Scripture and they miss the point. The point of Scripture is Jesus. That's true of the New Testament, but it's also true of the Old Testament. You see, some people see Scripture as just a religious version of Aesop's fables. They're just some cute stories that perhaps give us some helpful ways to embrace life to the fullest. Or some people see Scriptures as like a driver's manual, tells us how to do things and when to turn left and when to turn right and how to spot the signs on the side of the road and what is the speed limit. And they give us these guidelines for life. Some people see the Word of God as if it were a book of secret codes or life hacks. It's just some tips for living. But those things aren't true. There may be some elements of that in God's Word, but the Scripture is primarily a roadmap to Christ. And that's what they didn't understand. Verse 40, but you are not willing to come to me so that you may have life. Now, here we get to the heart of the matter. It says you were not willing. Jesus says you were not willing to come to me. This was not ultimately an intellectual problem. They knew the Scriptures. This was a problem in their will. They were not willing to humble themselves before the truth. Look at verses 41 and 42. He says, I do not accept glory from people, but I know you that you have no love for God within you. You see, they loved what studying Scripture got them. It got them a certain smugness. They knew more than others. It got them a certain respect from other people. It gave them some status upgrade in the community, perhaps. They loved how Scripture benefited them, but they didn't have a love for the God of Scripture. Verse 43, I have come in my Father's name, and yet you don't accept me. If someone else comes in his own name, you will accept him. They were particularly resistant to Jesus because he challenged their traditions and their arrogance. And Jesus says, if somebody came along and didn't do that, you would embrace him, even though I'm the one that the Old Testament speaks of. Verse 44, he says, how can you believe since you accept glory from one another, but don't seek the glory that comes from the only God? The crux of the matter is that they were people pleasers. They desired the commendation of other people more than the approval and the glory of God. So they were never going to be able to submit, humble themselves, and find Jesus in Scripture. Verse 45, He says, "Do not think that I will accuse you to the Father. No, your accuser is Moses, on whom you have set your hope." Now, this would have been a shocking statement to those religious leaders that Jesus was speaking to. They prided themselves as being disciples of Moses. They memorized most of the writings of Moses that are in the Old Testament. They sought to follow the laws that came through Moses. But had they really paid attention to what Moses wrote, they would have realized that Moses was simply preparing the way and pointing to Jesus. It wasn't just Jesus who condemned their beliefs and their lives. It was their hero, Moses, who was saying, not there in person, but essentially saying, "You missed the whole point of what I wrote. You think you're following me, you're standing against what I taught." Verse 46, "For if you believed Moses, you would believe me, because he," Jesus says, "because Moses wrote about me." That would have been a dagger in their hearts. Verse 47, "But if you don't believe what he wrote, how will you believe my words?" Moses wrote often about the coming Messiah. Now, here's the lesson here. We must not make the Bible about anything but a pointer to Jesus. I read recently where a Bible teacher compared the Bible to a roadside sign indicating that a national park was just around the corner. So a family, it's a made-up story, but a family wanted to vacation at this national park. They wanted to go camping in this beautiful national park. So they get their camping supplies together, and they drive to the sign, and they stop. They pull their vehicle off the road. They stop, and they camp for a week right around the sign, right around the sign. Now, you'd say that's crazy. The sign isn't the park. The sign just points the way to the park. Well, that, my friend, is what the Bible does. If the Bible is just a book of advice, if the Bible is just a tool to help you have a better marriage, if the Bible is just a method for soothing yourself, then you've missed the point. The Bible, if the Bible doesn't lead you to Jesus, then you've just camped around the sign and you never made it to the park, so to speak. I hope that's meaningful to you. I hope that that connects. Friends, thanks for watching or listening today. If you're on YouTube, please hit the like and subscribe buttons. On your favorite podcasting app, just search for Pastor Noel's Daily Devotions. Further info at noeldear.com. I hope you have a great day as you endeavor to abide in Christ.